At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Texas House today will discuss Senate Bill 4, which would punish so-called sanctuary cities. The bill would establish penalties for local entities that do not honor federal requests to detain undocumented immigrants booked in a local jail. Dallas County has sometimes been considered a sanctuary city, but Sheriff Lupe Valdez in January told KERA that's false.
Everybody has their own idea of what a sanctuary city is. My idea is somebody that saves you from everything. And Dallas will never be in that situation, or I don't think any other city will be in that situation.
According to the Texas Tribune, Dallas County declined federal detainer requests just 2 times in 2015. Honoring such requests mean holding the person in jail for several days without charges. And even then, that doesn't mean a person's deported right away. Justin Estep, who directs Immigration Legal Services for Catholic Charities of Central Texas, explains.
They will have to face the American justice system before they go through ICE. ICE is not going to just say, oh, you murdered someone, and then, well, all we're going to do is deport you from the country. They will have to go through the whatever system they're in, whether it's a federal or a state system, serve their time, and then at that point, they would be immediately removed.
Today's debate in the State House comes after a federal judge yesterday ruled President Trump exceeded his authority when he signed an executive order withholding federal money from sanctuary cities in the country. Early voting continues for the May 6th municipal elections across North Texas, including several contested seats for Dallas City Council. In the East Oak Cliff area, Dwayne Carraway wants to win back his former seat in District 4. He supported incumbent Carolyn King Arnold 2 years ago, but Carraway now says that was a mistake. Tristan Hallman with the Dallas Morning News has been covering the District 4 race.
He says this is about the people who need his help to come back, that he needs to come back and fix things. He's also got issues that Carolyn King Arnold has been very opposed to, such as the Deck Park, which Carraway was working on when he was on council. This is a park that's akin to Clyde Warren that would go over Interstate 35 near the Dallas Zoo. It's a proposed project that Carolyn opposes and he very much supports. So that's a major issue in the race. That Deck Park has sort of become emblematic of the struggle between them. Carolyn is painting herself as a fighter for the people. Most of her time on council has been spent fighting against things, against the Deck Park, against a charter school near Interstate 35 and Camp Wisdom that was very controversial. She's opposed the Oak Cliff streetcar on the basis of, she says that the city shouldn't be subsidizing it. She wants more infrastructure for her community, better sidewalks. So you hear the words community and southern sector from her a lot and the people, whereas Dwayne is more of a guy who promotes himself with the big ideas. He's the one with a vision for the big, shinier things. And that's why the Deck Park has become sort of one of the major issues in that race.
Tristan Hallman is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News. You'll hear more from Hallman on selected Dallas City Council races leading up to Election Day. Early voting ends May 2nd. You can check out our voter guide at keranews.org. Now to Breakthroughs, where we explore the latest in health, science, and technology. Concussions are one of the most complex injuries in sports medicine today. In the past few years, there's been an explosion of research focusing on how often concussions take place, how to measure them, and how to prevent them. Lauren Silverman reviews what we've learned so far.
3.8 million. That's the estimation of how many sport and recreation-related concussions occur every year. Something so common, yet still so controversial.
Concussion research has been incredibly polarizing and misunderstood, really in the last 10 years in particular, even despite the buckets of research that have been coming out since that time.
Dr. Stephen Berlio is director of the Neurotrauma Research Lab at the University of Michigan. He helped pull together the latest research on concussions for a special issue of the Journal of Athletic Training, published by the National Athletic Trainers Association based in Dallas. And what stood out? Well, for one thing, it still makes sense for coaches to follow the rhyme, when in doubt, sit them out.
There's very clear evidence that individuals that continue playing while they have an injury, they risk worsening that injury and delaying the recovery process as a whole, particularly at the high school level, that they're at risk for an injury called second impact syndrome, where the brain swells uncontrollably inside of the cranium and can be catastrophic. So removing that athlete and making sure they get proper medical care is one of our topmost concerns.
In 2010, former Governor Rick Perry signed the state's Youth Sports Concussion Safety Law, which required students to be removed from practice or competition if a coach, a healthcare professional, or parent suspects a concussion. Part of the challenge, though, is recognizing a head injury in the first place. Broglio researched dozens of products on the market that claim to measure head impacts, mouth guards, headbands, and...
A large majority of the sensors that are available in the marketplace, they have absolutely no testing or no validation behind them. They've just been thrown out there. And so to say that they can accurately measure anything would just be a misstatement.
The latest research in the Journal of Athletic Training also highlighted concussion differences between boys and girls. Despite the blitz of headlines about boys and football, girls have a rate of sport-related concussion that is 56% higher. The girls' sport with the highest concussion rate was soccer. Broglio says recovery time for girls is also longer.
We're not entirely sure why that is. We think there may be some biological differences between men and women, boys and girls, in the recovery process. And then we also think there might be some social factors that are playing into it. From the girls' perspective, they tend to be more honest in their reporting about symptoms and other conditions. And they also tend to be more concerned about their long-term health than boys.
The most common reasons for not reporting a concussion were not wanting to lose playing time, not thinking the injury was serious enough, and not wanting to let the team down. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Look for mostly sunny skies later today. Cooler temperatures as well. Should get down to around 66 this afternoon. Low tonight around 50. 72 degrees now in Dallas, 66 in Fort Worth.